Coming up on episode number 1169, well, 69, how about 70? A couple of 70-year-old birthdays we're going to be celebrating on the show today. First up is Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells. He's turned 70, I should say, at the end of last month. Second birthday would have been for Peter Hamm, lead singer of the Ivies and Badfinger, passed away in the 70s, mid-70s. We'll talk about all that. Sad. It's sad stuff. But we'll talk about that. We'll get to that. But first, we got to get to the opening music. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now. Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another double cover story edition of the show. Two artists that as soon as I saw them having birthdays right around the same time, I thought, perfect, perfect pair to do on a single episode of Coverville. And that pair is Badfinger and Tommy James and the Shondells. Both big in the 60s, both big about covering other artists, as well as a lot of artists covering them. Very cool piece of trivia when we get to Tommy James and the Shondells later on in the show that I'll tell you about cover-wise. But we're going to start things off with Badfinger. Peter Hamm started in a band called the Ivies, and then they changed their name right around the same time that they got a song from the Beatles. Paul McCartney wrote one of their tunes. It became a big hit for him. And they followed that up with a bunch of other hits. We're going to hear covers of all of those things coming up. We're starting things off with a cover by Mark Cohn. This one came out on his Listening Booth 1970 album, which came out in 2010. It is Mark Cohn and Amy Mann doing a cover of Badfinger's No Matter What.
No matter what you are, always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, ooh, girl, with you. No matter what you do, I will always be around. Won't you tell me what you found, girl?
days I told myself my life would be my own, and I'd leave the place where sunshine never shone, for my life's too short for waiting when I see the rising sun. And I know again that I must carry on. Shadow.
fast.
That's Paul McCartney right there with the Hollywood Vampires doing a song that he originally gave to Badfinger, gave to Peter Hamm to record as Badfinger. It turned into their big breakthrough hit, launched them into stardom and gave us such hits as Day After Day and No Matter What, which you also heard in that set. The Hollywood Vampires, really cool supergroup made up of folks like Alice Cooper, Paul McCartney. At one time, George Harrison was a member. Eric Clapton, like all the bigwigs, all the rock and rollers. It was the secret underground rock group in Los Angeles that would get together in a bar and just jam. Johnny Depp, I think, is even a member of this. They'd get together in a bar and jam together. And after a while, they just said, you know what, let's do it. Let's come out of the shadows, release an album. And that's exactly what they did a couple years ago. It is a self-titled album, Hollywood Vampires, came out back in 2015, and has a bunch of great covers on there, like Badfinger's Come and Get It by Paul McCartney right there. Carry On Till Tomorrow, that is We All Together, from their self-titled debut album from 1973, covered this just a few years after the original version by Badfinger came out. They are a Peruvian band that sounds a lot like Badfinger, as a matter of fact. We All Together from Peru with Carry On Till Tomorrow. Before that, The Last Names with Day After Day, part of that 52 covers project they did back in 2012, where every week they'd cover a new song. It's like a dream come true for me. The Last Names and Day After Day. And Mark Cohn, you know, walking in Memphis, and poor guy got shot here in Denver a few years ago. He's fine. He's totally fine. He's doing okay. He released that cover as part of his Listening Booth 1970, where he covered a bunch of different songs from 1970. He released that 40 years after in 2010, and had Amy Mann join him for that rendition of No Matter What. Before we get to the next set of music, I want to tell you about something that I'm kind of proud of. Coverville's been around for almost 13 years. 13 years of doing covers on a podcast here. And because of my longevity and my inability to do anything else, Coverville is getting added, or I'm getting added, I guess, to the Podcasting Hall of Fame. There's about 10 people in the Hall of Fame right now, folks like Leo Laporte and Adam Curry and all these big names, Don and Drew, all these great folks from the podcasting world, from those early days in the podcasting world. And this summer, in August, I'm getting added to that list. I'm going to a ceremony in Anaheim, and five of us, including my good friends Dan Klass and Rob Greenlee, all getting nominated and added into the Podcasting Hall of Fame this year. I've known about this for a couple of weeks. I've had to not talk about it, which is impossible for me. It's like very difficult for me not to want to shout from the rooftops about this, but I'm really proud of it. And this is separate from the whole podcast awards thing. It's a whole different group. It's part of the podcast movement. So if you're going to be out in Anaheim at the podcast movement in late August, August 23rd, I believe, then find me. Come say hi. Shake my hand. Give me a hug. I don't care. I'll buy you a drink. And I'll be glad to meet you and hear what you think of some of the crap that I play on this show. All right, let's get back to Badfinger. This is a song that is better known by Harry Nilsson. He did the cover of it. You're familiar with the cover. I don't know how familiar you're going to be with the original. They originally released this in 1970 on their album No Dice. Here is Badfinger and the original version of Without You.
Well, I can't forget this evening and your face when you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. Well, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrows. I'll let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. That's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. Thank you.
That's Todd Rundgren, who produced the original version of that song, Take It All, from an album he released in 2011 called Reproduction, where he went back and did covers of songs from albums that he produced. So there's stuff on there from Utopia and Bourgeois Tag and stuff like that, albums that he had a hand in producing. And really, really cool idea to go back and get involved with stuff he produced. Take It All by Todd Rundgren from that 2011 album, Reproduction. Before that, Parthenon Huxley, or P. Hux, as he's known in the industry, with a cover of Perfection. That one from a tribute to Badfinger that came out in 1996 called Come and Get It. And Parthenon Huxley was a member for a while of the Electric Light Orchestra. Took over when, I think when Jeff Lynne left the band, the rest of the band kept going. And Parthenon Huxley jumped on board. And he's actually released a really cool yellow cover album that is worth checking out. Before that, Heloise Williams with Baby Blue, that one for from Music for Picture Presents Revisionist History, came out in 2009, and Badfinger at the top of that set with their original version of a song that Harry Nilsson covered and turned into a big hit. That is Without You. And if you want to find a fun video online, look up Ken Lee, K-E-N-L-E-E, as it pertains to Badfinger and that song, Without You. It's really, really funny. I mentioned Peter Hamm would have been celebrating his 70th birthday. He passed away, took his own life back in 1975 after depression, as well as a very, very bad environment with the label, the manager, and I think some internal strife with the band, unfortunately, and Apple Records, which, you know, such an early career of somebody, I think a band that was just on the cusp of being huge and being amazing, and cut short, sadly, by the death of Peter Hamm. Would have been celebrating his 70th birthday last week. So Badfinger right there, and the music of Peter Hamm. Before we switch gears and go over to Tommy James and the Shondells, let's tell you about the sponsor for Coverville today. And that sponsor, as you can probably guess, is Amazon. Amazon.com. Amazon's got you covered with the Coverville Purchase of the Week. It's less of a purchase and more of a service. You guys have been using Amazon, which is fantastic. I really appreciate that. But maybe not a lot of you have a service that is really, really awesome provided by Amazon. It is Amazon Prime. And not only does Amazon Prime give you really cheap one-day shipping and free two-day shipping, you get all sorts of extras like Amazon Prime Video. You get all sorts of great video services, some music services as well. It is separate from Amazon Music, so you don't get the massive, you know, 100,000 song library, but you get a really, really good Amazon Music service as part of it. And it's for a great, you know, for a great cause. You actually get notified, too, about upcoming deals and upcoming exclusives, like the new Amazon Echo that looks at what you're wearing and tells you if you should go outside dressed like that. It's really cool. Anyway, I can't remember what that's called. It's not the Echo. I mean, it's a variation of the Echo. But no, join Amazon Prime. And when you do it, go to coverville.com first and click on the Amazon banner that you find about halfway down the page. Amazon Prime is, I think, about $99 a year, and it's totally worth it, especially if you make a lot of purchases from Amazon. Free shipping is amazing. And if you buy a lot of stuff, that pays for itself very, very quickly. It's Amazon Prime, just one of the great ways that Amazon has got you covered with the Coverville Amazon Purchase of the Week. Do it today. All right, so we're moving over to Tommy James and the Shondells. And I actually did an interview way back, episode 526, I believe, of Coverville. You can go back and search for that one. It is an interview with Tommy James himself, and we talk about all the people who've done amazing covers of his work, as well as covers that they've done. And it was a fun interview. It was really cool talking to him, especially talking to him about Crimson and Clover. Great story behind him and the radio station that he snuck a copy over to. Really cool. Check that out. Interview with Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells, episode about, I think it's 526. It's either 526 or 536. Can't remember which one. One of those two. Find it. It's easy to find. Let's start off with a song that was covered in the 90s, or I'm sorry, the late 80s, by Tiffany. And a little bit of trivia behind this. Back-to-back number ones, both covers of Tommy James and the Shondells songs, Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now and Billy Idol's Money Money. I'm not going to play either of those covers. I've got alternate covers of both. Let's start things off with the Rubinoos, great power pop group, from their 2002 anthology. Here are the Rubinoos and I Think We're Alone Now.
That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand. Trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me and we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing. 'Cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so can. Holding on to one another.
baby's fine. The toke is to the hanky panky. The drift is to the hanky panky. The post is to the hanky panky. But I go out of my mind. He's smooth as wine dinner. My baby does the hanky panky. 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 I stand slow. My baby's fine. My baby's fine. My baby's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Na 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 na
please stop throwing your unmentionables, your undergarments at the iPhone. That's just a recording of Tom Jones, not the real Tom Jones, from his 2010 album 24 Hours. That is I'm Alive, a cover of a song by Tommy James and the Shondells. Before that, The Raindrops. Now, that was the original version of Hanky Panky from The Raindrops album. And it was a song that was covered by Tommy James and the Shondells. Actually, it's been covered by so many people, but the first band to have a hit with it was indeed Tommy James. Crimson and Clover, right before that, that's a cover by Dolly Parton from her Those Were the Days album, where she goes back and does covers of classic songs, usually with the artist that originally recorded them. This case is just like any of the other ones, Tommy James joining her on that cover of Crimson and Clover. I think we're alone now at the top of the set, the Rubinews from their 2002 anthology set, and a song that was covered by Tiffany and popularized once again in the late 80s, early 90s. One last set of music. We're going to start things off in this very last set with Concrete Blonde. This came out on a charity album called In Defense of Animals. It was a PETA-related album. Here is a cover of Crystal Blue Persuasion. Here is Concrete Blonde. Thank you.
taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and the bright sunshine. Dragging the line. My dark sand needs purple flowers. Ain't got much, but what we got sours. We dig snow and rain and the bright sunshine. Dragging the line.
There you go. Moni Moni. Missed the end of that one by a few seconds there. That is Moni Moni by The Wiggs. Great cover of that song from their album File Under Pop Vocal from 2010. The Wiggs and Moni Moni. Yeah, you knew I wasn't going to play the Billy Idol version. There aren't that many other versions out there that don't sound like the original or the Billy Idol version. The Wiggs is kind of the rare ones. It's probably about 60% sounding like the original and 40% having some really cool drum fills and stuff like that. The Wiggs and Moni Moni. Before that, R.E.M. and Dragon the Line. That one from the soundtrack to the film Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, which came out in 1999. And Concrete Blonde, kicking off that last set of music with Crystal Blue Persuasion. That one from the charity album In Defense of Animals, which came out in 1993. That is going to bring us to the end of yet another Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for being here, whether you're a live streamer or just listening to it via the podcast. Don't forget, by the way, that if you subscribe to the podcast and you're currently getting the MP3 version, but you're listening to it on a device that supports AAC, like an iPhone or iTunes or most Android phones, things like that. If you subscribe to the AAC version, then you have the ability to skip songs or rewind and listen to the beginning of songs that you may have missed or that you want to hear again. You can just use those back and forth arrow buttons on your phone or your listening device to skip around. Make sure, if you want that, that you get the AAC version. It's really cool, and it takes some work for me to put it together, so hey, I want people to enjoy it and appreciate it. That is going to do it, though. Email me, requests@coverville.com, if you have something to say or something to suggest. You can also call the request line, 1-877-7-COVER-9, or visit coverville.com for everything else you need. One more time, thank you to the Academy of Podcasters for their generous induction nomination for me for the Hall of Fame. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. And thanks for all your support. All right, we'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Nibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Please go find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they'll always give you that crystal blue persuasion. Woo!
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.